Hello.
Josh?
Hello, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, I just got the document. Okay, I'm not happy. Because all the notes that I sent you guys, like very detailed, this is what needs to be done. Aside from changing the letter font, which has still screwed up the margins, none of the other changes were made. I mean, I feel like I spelled everything out, and all I got was a letter change, which is still making everything wacky. So none of the other things have been fixed. I found two other errors, and so I'm frustrated because I feel like I gave you guys good feedback, and then I look at the document, and the only thing that's been changed is the letter font, but it's still throwing off the margins, and none of the other things were addressed.
Sure, let me guide you on that. So, Jackie, the part where you're saying that things are not lined up, that is something that is going to be catered in the formatting phase once the formatting is done. Right now, I have just shared you the draft so that you can go through all the text that has been changed. In case that needs to be catered again, then we'll have to format the book completely. So the draft that I have shared with you, that
wait,
is
Josh.
Just to...
Wait a minute, though. The document you just sent me has none of the changes that I asked you all to make. I mean, I said, get rid of this on the table of contents, pay attention to this, do that, and none of it's happened. None of it, except for the font on the letter. So I'm very frustrated because I took time, I thought, to spell it out very clearly, and I look at it, and it's not what it should be.
Jack, just give me a quick minute. Let me open up the doc real quick. Just allow me a minute, please.
Yeah, I mean, wow. And then let me look at my email where I detailed things what I thought was quite clear. I even numbered them. And you even said, thanks for the detailed feedback. That was August 3rd, right? That was 8 days ago.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just give me a quick second. Just,
yeah,
I'm
this
just
is
opening
unacceptable.
The last
yeah, I'm looking at it now. And I gave you seven things to fix. And it, none of it's done. And, yeah, it's very frustrating because I'm like, well, I'm trying to, you know, do my part and say, hey, this is what this needs, and then I get back something that just
yes,
doesn't have
I,
any
I'm
of these
just,
other things.
I'm just on the same call. I'm just trying to figure out where things are messed up. Just give me one quick second. I'm just pulling that up. Just give me one quick second. Thank you so very much for staying on the line, Jackie. Absolutely, these things are something that will be catered in the next file that you're going to be received, which will be the formatted version. The current file that you have received, that is the file that we got from our illustration team, because all these images that your file has right now, that is something that the illustration team worked. So as soon as we forward this to our writing team, once you give me your feedback on the images that have been placed, the formatted file that you're going to receive, that will have all these minor edits taken care of, all the 7 points that you have shared, the first one has been taken care of already, the fonts that have been replaced. So at this point,
yeah, but I'm not happy with that because it still messed up the margin. So because it's messed up the margins, as the note says, the letter I think is screwing up. I mean, it should be journal pages that meet the margins. And so, you know, having that letter there is still screwing stuff up. So I'd rather have it removed and have the line pages be a true journal page, right, not some weird centered. I noticed on page 152 things are out of whack. I don't understand why the document you sent me doesn't have, like, remove this in table of contents and please put art matters and add this. I mean, Can you tell me why what you just sent me did not address any of the things other than the one thing?
Jackie, look, the file was to be submitted on Monday. The only reason why I shared the file is so that I can get a brief feedback on the images that have been replaced. That's the only concern, so that we can cater all these concerns at once. We have two teams working on your document right now. One is the illustration team, who works on all these fonts and the lines that have been replaced. So all I need to understand right now is that what you're trying to say is that you would want this font to go together with the line. That's what you're trying to say?
What I'm saying is that, okay, y'all did what I had asked as far, well, yes and no, because I looked at my last thing and then anyway. So when I did the A, right, when I had done, like, used Canva and then I realized they looked kind of juvenile and stupid, right, because there's no uniformity. And then I also realized because I had put the letter in the right-hand corner that was taking up some of the page margins. See what I mean? So when you look, when you guys changed the type, you know, to where it's all typewriter, and that's fine. You guys did what I asked there, but it's still creating the same problem where that letter, that large letter, takes up the margin space, which messes up the journal page. See what I'm saying?
And you want that to be lined together with the lines.
Right, that adding that letter, and I don't think this is rocket science, adding that letter is somehow, you know, that's taking up space in the margin, so there's not a true lined page. It looks just like some centered lines. And there are other things that are out of whack. Anyway, I'm quite frustrated because it's been a week, and I get a document that only has an alphabet change. So I'm back to being pissed off. Sorry, but I am.
I can completely understand. The next draft that you're going to get, that will have all these concerns catered, and I personally am going to have a word with my team as well. The only thing that I want to be on the same page, I completely understand all the 6 points that you have shared. The only thing that was confusing was the first part where we had confusions, and I had a word with you on that. So the only clarification I need right now is you want the full page to be lined, and you want the letter C to be in the same line as the lines are going, and you don't want it to be centered, correct? You want it more of a line page so that if the margin gets cut out as well, the line is still going towards the end of the page, correct? So you basically
don't need any spacing.
Uh-huh.
No, but my email on August 3rd, I've been doing my part, says lowercase letter and typewriter font only if it will not prevent the line pages from meeting the margins. Right? See how the line pages seem centered and do not fill the paper properly. And so that was a while ago, and I thought I was being really clear. And so you can understand my frustration that I get this Word doc that it doesn't, you know, it's like I don't feel like you guys are reading my stuff. You know, like, this is your job. I paid you guys a lot of money. This is your job.
No, absolutely.
It shouldn't take a week to make minor changes like this.
You are absolutely right on your point. This is something that will be catered on the formatting phase as well. The only reason why I'm asking you this question is so that even when I send you the next draft, I go through that draft completely from my end as well, and I have reviewed by the quality assurance team as well, so that there's no mistake. So I can completely understand how frustrating this can be with you sending us your feedback back and forth and receiving the same.
Well, yeah, today was the target date to have this done. Today was our target date to have this done, and we're not there.
Jackie, I can understand there was a bit of delay from your end as well, where we were waiting on the feedback on the images and everything.
Well, now I gave you a bunch of feedback on August 3rd. I gave you a ton of feedback on August 3rd.
Jackie, after that, we were waiting on your feedback. I have been sending you the messages from my end as well. I can understand how this has been. If this does not get sorted out on Monday, then I surely will be looking forward to the next step. But the only thing that I want to understand from my end is that you do not want any sort of spacing after the lines that have been drawn, correct?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, so the fonts.
And
where
I was
we have
in touch
line...
with y'all on Tuesday. I was in touch with y'all on Tuesday, and I said I'm looking at the PDF, and I wish it had the right date on it so I know. And then I said I see the text fits one page. Yay, that was good. Note the detailed correspondence where I cite other items that need adjustment. So, you know, I was in touch with y'all on Tuesday. And I was out of town for 3 days. But anyway, I don't really understand the question.
Jackie, just the only question that I want clarity on is the type letter font that we have changed, the line pages. You want the line to go across the page throughout, and you do not want any spacing at all on the left or right. Would that be correct?
Well, I don't know what you mean by spacing. I mean, it's still going to need more. It should look like a journal page, a lined journal page.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's a journal. I mean, I've created a grief journal, so those are blank journal pages. So it shouldn't be some weird lines only running through the center. Those lines should fill up the page. See what I'm saying? They should at least, at the bare minimum, meet the margins.
I completely get this, and I will have this resized. This is something that will be taken care in formatting. We just have to resize the images that have been attached, and also we just have to align the capital letters and the letters above the line. So that is something that we'll take care of, and I assure you that the next draft that you're going to receive, you're going to be satisfied with that. So we'll have all 6 and 7 concerns that you mentioned taken care of and completely filled out in the next draft.
Okay, but there's also one other thing. When I told you guys about the font, and you had sent me three different options, right?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I like that one. And I liked the fact that it had like an uppercase A and then a lowercase. And I said, hey, what if we go with that, like the upper and lower? That was kind of clever and looked cool. So that wasn't reflected in this document either. So I'm getting the feeling that y'all aren't reading stuff, and I don't know whose hands this is in, but you know, there's no communication here. And if I look at, like, I've got one of my journals, right? And the lines go all the way. I mean, most journals don't have a margin. You know what I mean? Like, the line pages go all the way to the end because it's a journal.
Okay, I get your point. Just one more clarity that I want from your end is when you're saying that you would want the uppercase and the lowercase both. So when we are reading the line journal where it says A, you would want the capital A and smaller A both?
Yeah, well, cool. Well, that's something that you sent me. And you were really sending just the picture of font possibilities. And I said, hey, let's go with that one font. And I also think it's kind of cool, the uppercase and the lowercase.
Okay.
And
Sure. This is one confusion that was, I would agree that this is one confusion from my end because your book had few letters which were in uppercase and lowercase both. So when you mentioned that, we should go ahead with the uppercase and lowercase in the typewriter bold font. So what I personally understood was that the places where you have smaller letter, we will replace them with smaller typewriter bold font, but since we are on the same page right now, I completely understand what your formatting guide is. And on the same call, I'm agreeing that I completely understand the final formatting guide. I am going to personally sit with my team. I'm going to have all these concerns stated. And within the next 1 to 2 business days, by Monday or Tuesday in the first half, I'm going to share the final draft with you without any error and with all these 7 changes catered in the file.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to write you back, and there's some things now that are out of whack that I think I addressed. So one more time, I'm going to comb through this document, and I'm going to send you guys instructions so there should be no problem with communication.
For sure, for sure. Jackie, I once again apologize from the bottom of my heart. I can understand that there has been some communication gap with the writing team as well, but I take full responsibility of this. I'm personally going to have a word with them. I'm going to sit with them, and I'm going to have this catered in front of me. So by Monday in the late afternoon or Tuesday in the first half, I'm going to deliver the final.
Well, it should be Monday, and it really needs to be Monday because our target date when I talked to Kevin was today, and I said, look, I've waited this long that I'm not going to, I don't want to put out some flop, you know, today was supposed to be the day that you guys delivered, like, what looked like the thing, you know, like the final copy, and we're not there.
Absolutely, absolutely. The thing is that I personally will ensure that this is sorted out within Monday as well. But in case there is anything that comes up, I'm surely going to keep you updated, because I personally don't want to compromise on the quality at all. I can understand that this has been going back and forth, but I personally will keep you posted on this as well. And I am once again thankful to you for your suggestions and feedback on clarity on all these things. So thank you so very much.
Yeah, I don't mind going back and forth. I see that as part of the process. But when I go back, when I give you guys detailed instructions and they haven't been addressed, it's like, well, I'm doing my end and nobody's reading my stuff on your end. You know,
Absolutely, I agree with you as well. I personally am going to look into this with the writing team as well. And I personally am going to sit with them and have this taken care of. And I personally am going to share the same with Kevin as well, who has been overlooking this project. And I'm going to share the same feedback with him as well.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for your time, Jackie. I will be reverting back to you soon. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Okay, I'm fixing to write you a long email. Well, not long. I'm just going to do another bullet point one, you know?
Sure, I'll just wait on that.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.